After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Lightweights. Today we have Joe and we have Ilya, obviously, because we're your two hosts. And then also we have a third person.
Hello.
And her name is Ella. She's David's assistant.
Not anymore. It never was.
We're 2022 now.
I have Ella in my phone saved as Ella David's assistant.
And I get pissed at him every time, bro.
And the photo of the icon of her fucking contact is a sticker that says Ella David's assistant on her shirt. She like went to an event one day and like they put a sticker on or whatever. But welcome.
It's so fucked up. That's still my contact in your phone after like 2.5 years.
I will always be that.
Okay, Ella, we're going to go right into the hard-hitting questions.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I
actually don't have any questions prepared because Ella and I are so fucking tight that we don't need that shit, bro. We got chemistry.
Okay, so then I won't even fire mine off.
We're just silent for the rest of the episode. We're like,
no, I thought these were really fun questions.
Okay.
Pick one person in the world to meet aliens. Who's our ambassador?
That's a good one. Doja Cat.
Why?
Because I feel like she is kind of an alien. And, like, I feel like she'd fuck with them. You know what I mean? I feel like they'd fuck with her. They'd be like, oh, this chick's weird.
Everyone talks about her, and I feel like I miss out on it because she never comes up on my TikTok feed.
Ugh, you're missing out.
Dude, she's like every third of my fucking
Her life. TikToks are just so funny. And I don't know. I just feel like if the aliens were to, like, fuck with someone, they'd fuck with Doja Cat.
And she'd fuck back with them.
And she'd fuck back with them. And then we'd, like, all be homies.
And then we'd have a hit song.
Yep.
Number
you
one.
You do have a Doja Cat vibe.
Really?
Yeah. That's probably why you said that. What? Where are you possibly going right now? Sorry for the interruption. Literally mid-show with a guest. That's insane.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant in the
room? You guys been smooching a lot.
Bro, someone came up to me recently at a bar and he was like, so like, are you an alien? Like, really a thing? And I was like, no. He was like, wait, really? I was like, yeah. Like, what are you basing this off? Like, David Snapchats?
Who asked you that?
I can't remember who it was, but it was someone I knew. Nah, like a friend of a friend. And I was like, no. It was really funny though.
Yeah, dude. Ella and I are kissing like every week.
I see it. I'm starting to believe you guys are in a relationship.
That's really funny.
Okay, Ella, you work at Allo now?
I work at Allo now.
I'm wearing a hat.
He's wearing the hat. Mm-hmm. Represent. Ilya refuses to because he's Mr. Nike boy.
Yeah. Either Nike or Zila. That's my two.
That's fair.
What do you do over there?
So I started like in January of this year and I do experiential. So like all their events. So I'm on the experiential team, an experiential manager, and all of their production that they do for stuff is all in-house. We like don't hire out. So I'm on a team of like 4 people and we do like all the Allo houses, all the parties, all the like store openings and all that kind of fun stuff. I'm going to Miami next week for swim week.
So are you doing an Allo house there?
Not an Allo house. We're doing like a gifting suite, like some fun stuff for
people. Is it like an Allo event?
Yeah. It's like a smaller, like we do really big scale stuff, like the Allo house that Joe came to, and then smaller scale where it's just like invite only, like just for people to experience the brand and stuff.
So do other brands, other brands do that, but do other brands like Nike and Gymshark do that type of shit too? Because I feel like I've never seen
Not as much. Obviously, this is up to discussion, but Allo does really well and has gotten where it's at because they focus most of their marketing on like influencers, celebrities, and all that kind of stuff. Companies like Nike like don't necessarily need that because they're also like such a larger scale company of like lifestyle, fitness, and everything. But they do events. Like Nike does a shit ton of events like all around the world. At, like
we just
stores.
Don't get invited to them.
You just don't know about them because I don't work there. If I worked at Nike, you would know.
Well, maybe one day Zila can throw events like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not maybe, for sure. Just when.
When you're renting the houses at Allo, you guys rent like multi-million dollar houses.
God. It's insane.
You like, just go pick whichever one you think is the best fit.
Yeah, it's always like the thing with events is in LA, I was so, like so many people do events in LA at houses, right? So like a lot of houses are never willing to rent for certain things. And then a lot of them are like literally made for that reason only and like rent only for parties and events, which is so insane to me. That even like a lot of the houses we went to see, I was like, I've been to a party here. Or, like, I know this house because it's like all the same like $20 billion house. You know what I mean? It was crazy because I went from working for David, so always looking at these insane houses, to then now looking at working for Alan, like still looking at these insane houses. I'm like, who lives like this? Like, who owns these houses? It's crazy.
Are they billionaires that just have tons of properties?
A lot of them. I mean, a couple of the ones that we've used or that we've gone to are like new builds, so they're not even sold yet. Oh. So they're like on the market because when there is an owner and someone lives in them, it's kind of hard because like you basically have to like take over their house for like a week. And, like, they have to move out. And, like, there's all their personal shit. But a new house that's, like, never been, that hasn't been sold yet, it's empty. You know what I mean? So
wait,
you can take furniture out.
You guys are able to go see houses that have not been sold to. Can you please just, like.
Just talk closer to
the
mic.
Just, like, not touch me.
Just, I
like,
didn't touch
during
you.
The, yeah, you did.
I touched the mic.
I don't care.
We have playback.
You're in my space, man.
We're on the same
I'm trying to fucking converse. Uh-huh. And you're literally fucking, you're touching me.
Sorry. Do you want me to leave?
No, it's okay. Be okay. Here. Just like, don't bug me. Okay.
Why does it kind of sound like you're going through puberty?
Huh?
Your voice keeps cracking.
He is. He finally hit it.
You finally hit puberty.
I lost my voice like a week ago.
Oh, okay. I understand.
And
that.
For some reason, it hasn't come back yet.
When you played the ping pong game?
Yeah.
That's when you lost it?
Because you were screaming so much?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I don't know what's going on. Since Coachella, I lose my voice almost every weekend. And it has
really?
Never happened to me. Ever. And, like, I scream. Like, for sure. And, like, you I scream. Can be loud. But, like, I've never lost my voice. And I lose it all the time.
That's
I think
so
it's just because I'm going out so much. But
oh, party.
DJ. Yo, I heard you just
Wait, hold on. I literally haven't asked my question.
Okay, go.
And honestly, I don't even know what it is because you touched my mic. Okay? I lost my train of thought. I have no idea what my question is now.
You wonder why you lose your voice.
It was about the houses or something.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, my question is...
They're in LA, right?
Did you know that 5% of the houses in LA?
Fun fact, George Washington actually built the first house in Vermont. Did you know?
Oh, my fucking God. My question was, these homeowners or these builders will allow you to rent the house out prior to anybody living in it?
Mm-hmm. Some of them will.
That's pretty insane.
You're paying them a pretty hefty price, and it's like, those houses are empty until they're sold, right? Or until they're rented. So why wouldn't you want to make what you probably make in a month's rent in a week?
Well, my argument is if I'm buying a home, right, and I hear about a party that was thrown in that home a week ago, I would immediately be turned off. I'd be like, why are there already parties inside my house that I'm trying to
buy?
Yeah,
but like these right? things are like done very legit. So like we have like insurance on everything. We have like clauses for everything. So like even if we ruin anything, we fix it. Or if like there's something that goes wrong, like the homeowner, you know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. And I can see he's just the fucking
it's
eyes.
Unreal. He's so unprofessional.
It's crazy how you like have a podcast.
Yeah. Wild.
And people like it
wild.
Too. It's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
You have to take insurance on everything?
When you do events for like a big company and do this kind of stuff, you have to have insurance. You have to have like, you know, contracts, everything. So everything is in writing. And like if anything goes wrong, there is a solution to it.
Have you fucked up anything that's worth talking about?
Not worth talking about. I mean, like, there's always like stuff like, oh, this thing got scratched, this thing got ruined, and it's just like, oh, well, it's covered by insurance, we'll fix it.
Did you take insurance out on the Van Gogh painting?
No, we had them remove it.
What about, didn't you have a Picasso painting in the house?
But it was like behind the glass and no one was allowed to go there, so that's why it was fine.
So you didn't need to take insurance?
No.
That's so random.
But like anything, a lot of stuff in the house too that were like, if this is a problem, like you take, like it's on you to take it out of the house kind of thing, you know?
Got it.
Wait, you guys had a painting? What is that?
One of the houses that we rented, like,
oh, it already had a painting in it. I got
yeah,
you.
But it had, I was like, this isn't even like this. I feel like because they put shit in the house like that to like raise the value of it. But like, if I buy the house, it's like, I don't necessarily want that Van Gogh. It's like $2 million. You know what I mean? But like, why do you guys have it? It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This episode of the podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of twists and turns, and it's important to show up for yourself through it all.
BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. If you're going through something, don't go through it alone. If you haven't done so yet, I really do recommend trying therapy, especially BetterHelp, because it's important to have someone that can help guide you through a tough situation. To do something entirely on your own, you can't really navigate through tough situations with just that one perspective. It does help to have someone else listening and someone else pitching you ideas on how you can help get through it. That way, also, you're not feeling alone throughout it all. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, and it's available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You can schedule a weekly video or phone session, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. With therapy, it can take a few tries to find the right fit for you, and BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if you needed. And they have a very special offer for our listeners where you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/lightweight. Again, that's 10% off your first month for online therapy at betterhelp.com/lightweight. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
I heard you became a DJ the other day.
I did become a DJ the other day.
And I heard it was because you said you wanted a DJ.
Yeah, I bamboozled my way into it.
Yo, yo, Ella's teeth are so nice.
Thank you.
They're like pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Did you get braces?
I did. Oh, I used to suck my thumb till I was like an uncomfortable age.
How old?
I'm pretty sure I was like 10.
10?
I was like 8 or 10, yeah. Okay. So, like, between that age.
Dude,
I don't
that's
remember.
Some shit Ella would do still to this day.
Probably. Like, when I'm sad, I'm like. But I had like. Because I sucked my thumb for so long, I had to wear one of those like palate braces that literally had like sprongs on it that if I put my thumb in, it would like hurt.
Oh.
And it like had to fix my palate because like my teeth were like buck because I sucked it so much. And literally it was the worst thing ever to wear for like a year, and like food would get stuck in it. Ugh, I hated it. But that's like what I had.
Wait,
but so for having sucked my thumb till I was like 9 years old, I have pretty good teeth.
How'd you become a DJ?
It's actually a really funny story. So, well, first of all, I have a lot of close friends who are DJs, and I work with them on parties. Like, I do the I Like You parties. Plug. And so Isaac, who does all the parties, is a DJ, and I have a lot of other friends. And I've always, like, kind of wanted to do it, and I was like, I feel like I'd be really good at it. You know what I mean? Because a lot about being a DJ is, like, vibes. Like, you just have to, like, excite the crowd. You have to, like, be fun. Like, if you're just there, like, doing it and, like, not looking up at all, like, people are like, what the fuck? Who gives a fuck about this person? Like, you could be in an elevator for all like, you care.
Play the energy.
Exactly. And so I always, like, was doing it. And then last year when I was, like, freelancing and, like, kind of in between jobs, I was like, I'm going to learn. So I started and I, like, downloaded all the software and I, like, started to learn. And then I just got so busy with...
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Work that I stopped. And then like 2 weekends ago, it was my friend's birthday. And we were at this bar. And I know the owners of the bar. And this guy who like works with them I don't know how it came up, but I was just like dancing, like having fun, like as I always am. And he was like, do you DJ? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, dope. Like, really? And I was like, yeah, for sure.
Were you being sarcastic?
It kind of, like, I was kind of joking, but I was like going to see how where it was going to go. You know what I mean? But I was like 100% joking. I was like being sarcastic. Yeah, for sure. And he was like, oh, like, we're doing this party next week, like at this like new opening of this bar. Like, you should totally DJ. And I was like, hell yeah, for sure. And at this point, I'm still like, he's kind of joking. Like, I feel like he gets my vibe. And, but at the same time, I'm like, if this were to happen, I can probably do it.
Yeah.
And so then it kind of, the night ends and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm DJing this thing. We'll see. And then the next day, this guy who we know, Jordan, like bumps into Taylor at like a flea market or something. And is like, yo, like Ella's going to DJ this party next week. And Taylor plays into it. And it's like, oh my God, yes. Like, she's going to be so good. Like, 100% you guys should book her. And so like the week went by, they pushed it because it was supposed to be like literally like 3 days after. And they're like, okay, it's not happening anymore. It's happening the week after. And I was like, perfect. I have time to practice. So like for the past like 5 days, like every day I'd go home after work and I'd just like practice DJing. And I was like calling all my friends. And, okay, what are the basics I need to know? I watched all the YouTube videos. I like learned. Because I had started to learn Serato. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I know I'm not going to be fucking transitioning like Zed, but like.
Ella was at the house practicing at David's house and she couldn't figure out how to fucking plug the headphones in correctly.
Really?
Yeah. That is not true. It wasn't the headphones. Yes, it was the computer because I didn't have the right cord.
Whatever, man.
But yes.
So funny.
You wanted to be a DJ too.
I was a DJ apparently.
Did you help her?
Yeah. No, because the.
No, because he's useless.
The controller that she uses is different than mine.
Well, no, the David's is different. Like, I don't like David's. Like, because when I started practicing on something else, I was like, oh, I know how to do this. David's is very different than like all the regular CJs and stuff.
Did you get paid?
I did get paid.
Hell yeah!
How much did you get paid?
$250
Wow. $250,000
Yeah. $250,000
Are you gonna invest?
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck yeah! Aww.
Well, because it ended up being anyway. So we like. Locked it in. He was like, okay, you're gonna do it. So I start practicing, and the night before, I had my friend who lives here who's like a really good DJ. He like came over and brought his mixer because I didn't have a mixer. I was just doing all of it internally on my computer, which you can do. Like, a lot of DJs will literally just plug their computer in and do everything on their computer and like not even fuck with the mixer. But he came over and like we were like there for 4 hours. I was like, this man's gonna kill me. But we like went through like every single thing. We practiced. I like kind of built my set. I like picked all the songs that I wanted to play. And then the next day we went, and I was so nervous, but it went really well, and the crowd was fucking lit.
I really wish that I pursued like that career.
DJing?
I still want to make a song. I really, really want to make a song.
I wish you went forward with skateboarding.
No, that's,
same, bro.
That's too dangerous.
Ilya made me fucking buy a $200 skateboard. We
did he?
Uh huh. This is like mid panini pandemic.
Pre broken nose.
Pre broken nose.
Okay, so I mean.
He made me learn a Green Day song so that we can make a music video. I never did it.
Oh my God, remember
you
when he
did not
went...
learn Wait. A Green Day song because of me.
You wanted to make a music video for one.
Whatever happened to your drumming?
Nothing, I still drum.
But like, wasn't that supposed to be like...
A thing?
Yeah, like you were like doing it to surprise somebody? I don't even remember what it was.
Oh yeah, he started drumming so he could surprise David one
day. I was going to do a music video with Todd.
Right, that's what it was.
Recreating the song Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Right.
Which I still probably will do. I just have to have time for it.
I mean, it's been like a year and a half since you started.
I learned it, though. I learned the entire song.
But I remember he was like secretly going to these like drum lessons every night.
And he wouldn't tell anyone where he was going.
And he wouldn't tell anyone and everyone would be like, where's Ilya? And I knew where he was because he had told me. And I'd be like, I don't know. Or because Ilya fucking puts every single thing in his calendar. It would be like, call mom. And then it would be this like little block which wouldn't say anything. Or it'd be like something random because he was going to his drum lesson.
That's so funny. Yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna make a song. I'm gonna try to do it with you know Pluco.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to do it with him.
Why don't you make an intro song?
That's not kind of boring. It's only 15 seconds. I want to make like an actual song.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys also box together.
We did use to box together a lot.
How's Ilya as a boxer?
He's good.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch my back.
You guys are so funny.
Why go, bro? Ask the questions. Why are you looking at me?
You're the one who didn't come. Okay.
I'm prepared. I can ask. I can go. I'll do it right now.
What's an honest crime you could see Ilya committing? I'll say it first. Fraud.
Fraud?
Sorry.
Why the fuck would I commit fraud?
I don't know.
I'm not even going to argue it because it's just so like out of this world fucking dumb of you to say that.
Okay. Do you want me to change my answer?
No. If you believe that, that's what it is.
No, I don't.
Then why'd you say it?
Maybe a drug dealer.
Okay. Yes, 100%. I love that shit. Before I went to college, community college, I actually sat with my friends and made a plan about drug dealing, like, over the border of Canada.
You had a business plan?
Yes.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Were you going to register at LLC?
No registration. You can't do that when you're a drug dealer. But I was going to do it. Really? And I would be fucking good at it, yeah.
I know, you'd crush it.
Yeah, I could see it.
Because you have to be smart to be a drug dealer, and you're smart.
But I could also see Ilya, like, selling, like, fake things. You know what I mean? Like, selling diamonds or, like, watches to people that are actually fake. And then, like, basically fraud. But, like, you know what I mean?
So back to fraud. I wasn't saying, like, financial fraud. Think, like, that kind of thing.
Okay. I think Ilya's, like, because he's convincing.
Right.
So he would be a good, like, dude to commit fraud. Because he convinces people of shit.
He convinces himself, too.
Oh, for sure.
So you'd believe him believing himself, and you'd be like, oh, sure, here's 100K. Dude.
He'll be like, bro, this Rolex was made in 1952. Yes. It is so vintage. It's one of a kind.
It was worn by Prince Charles.
And it's only $600,000.
Damn, you guys know me really well.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I would never commit fraud. Maybe when I was younger. But not anymore.
What was your business plan for your drug dealing days?
Well, honestly, the only thing that I remember is that we were going to wear ghillie suits. and like...
I love that you said that he's smart before this.
And go through... Go across the border of Canada and the U.S.
You were like, going to do drugs fields. In Canada?
Yeah, because everyone does it from Mexico. That's fucking boring. You got to go to Canada.
Because Canada got the drugs. Mexico's got the drugs.
No, yeah. Canada's got drugs.
Not like
Mexico, but I don't need to go to Mexico. No one's suspecting me to go to Canada.
Well, why are you?
But like, why didn't you get them in the U.S. then? At this point, yeah. Canada and U.S. probably have the same price of drugs. Why people go to Mexico is it's way cheaper, and then you upsell it.
Listen, I don't remember my scheme. Okay, I don't remember what the fuck the plan was, but the plan was to go to Canada.
Was it you and Dima?
No, it was me and my friend Eric.
I want to meet Eric.
Eric's the best, dude.
He's pursuing the plan now.
Dude, Eric, me, and my other friend Mason would get into some fucking crazy shit when we were young. Just like us three. It's, when we're all together, bro, some fucked up shit happens all the time. We were doing fireworks once off of a fucking, off of a pavilion at a park. And this is when we were like 17. We all got arrested.
You got arrested?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You've been arrested?
Yeah.
Is that on your record? No, because you were under. You were probably underage. 17 or 16.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a while ago though.
Is that the only thing you ever got arrested for?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think so.
Or didn't you get arrested at that DJ party thing with Dima?
Oh no, that was Dima. Dima got arrested.
I don't know if we can say that. Last time we brought this up, he got real weird about it.
Dima?
Yeah, remember?
Oh man, he's fucking.
Can we leave it in?
Yeah.
Remember when he was like, they're coming like, for me or some shit?
Yeah. The Masons.
Where is he? I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's in Chicago. Oh. But yeah, he's, my God, he's a character, man.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? You're a boss ass bitch. You're going to run shit.
That's what I'm hoping.
You're going to.
Ella's
going to
work.
Right now, I'm thinking I'm going to be a really successful DJ.
Plan A.
Plan A. No, that's like side. Like, my plan is like, there are going to be a lot of things. I'm going to be, you know, one of those like businesswomen who then you're like, oh shit, she's a DJ too. Like, she's fucking playing in Ibiza.
Yo, you know what I fucking found out is a fucking DJ and a musician? Idris Elba.
Yeah.
What the? Did you know that?
Now I know.
Have you seen his music video?
No.
Bro.
Wait, first off, his song that he just released is amazing. Okay.
He's really good.
And he's, yeah, I looked him up on YouTube after and saw his live sets and I was like, what the fuck? This guy's good.
Does he sing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He sings. He does the like DJ stuff. I don't know if I saw him play, but he like played this like really big thing in New York. And I remember like looking at the lineup and I was like, Idris Elba?
Dude, you saw him?
It was so crazy. That dude crazy. Is
an animal.
Yeah. See, that's the vibe I'm kind of go for.
You're the Idris Elba.
I'm like, really successful businesswoman in my own company, but then I'm like on my free time I like take my yacht to Ibiza and I like play on my residency there, you know.
You want
to
start a DJ group, me and you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Actually,
I told Dave too, so we have to be a trio.
Elia.
That's actually fucking sick.
And
that's
now,
like a cool name to see.
Presenting.
That's
Elia.
That's a cool name to see on a lineup.
E-L-Y-A.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
E-L-Y-A.
Yeah,
or E-L-I-Y-A.
You guys should start a podcast.
I think E-L-Y-A.
E-L-Y-A?
L.
But then you say like Elia.
Elia.
I think Elia.
Elia, yeah.
E-L-I-Y-A.
Elia. That's pretty sick. Lollapalooza.
Bro, come fucking DJ.
Well, let's go. Do you have a mixer?
I don't have a controller,
not...
no. Yeah, but I can buy a controller. They're like $500.
Yeah. I want to get one, too. Let's do it. Next time you see us, Elia will be performing at Coachella.
Can you imagine Ella and I blow the fuck up?
It'd be pretty sick. My only thing is I don't think we have the same taste in DJ music. Like, because when I'm saying playing stuff, not making music. Like, I feel like what we would play on a set is very different.
Well, let's try it. Let's try it. Okay. And we can get gigs so fucking easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you going to do this after you make the next protein sample or before you do the pizza sample?
I'm actually going to do it in between.
Okay. Like, so we'll record in the morning to do lightweights, and then you'll do DJing.
And then I have my protein tasting at 3.
And then drum lessons right after?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
And then skateboarding lessons after that.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, cool.
And then working out, you have to run that 15 miles.
Yep. And then Dobrik's Pizza.
Okay.
I gotta make the pizza.
Right. Okay, have to make the pizza.
I'll tell Element to block it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we can probably do sets between like 3 and 4 a.m. is what it's seeming like.
Yeah.
We're like the closing act. Yeah. That's what it is.
Do you have
we should actually do it though. Like, I'm down. All jokes aside, that would be my dream.
You know what we should do? We should DJ's David's birthday party.
Wow. That's really good.
I think he wanted a performer there.
Like a real one?
Like a real one, yeah. But
well, that's even better. He thinks he's getting a real performer, and then it's like, yo, Elia is performing tonight.
Where the fuck did Elia come from?
We wear like wigs and shit, and everyone's like, yo, who are these people? They're sick.
Yo, we should go undercover.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, you love changing your identity.
No, for real, though.
Like, we should, like, get everyone else on and be like, have, like, Natalie say, like, yo, I booked this, like, sick DJ duo. Like, they just performed, like, in all these places. Like, we got them for a really good price. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, we show up in, like, a wig or, like, some fucking crazy outfit.
It's
and then we
obviously
just
me.
David's like, who's the short man?
It's that same blonde wig that you use for all of your identities.
Oh, did we ever talk about that?
When you went visited me?
When I visited Heath.
Yeah.
Oh, how it worked?
Yeah.
Okay. One time I surprised Joe in New York. He didn't know I was coming. I wore a disguise. And I like went behind. He went to an ice cream shop. I set this up. I went behind the bar in the ice cream shop and like took his order. And I was in a wig and a mask.
But wait, I've never seen this.
Yeah. He recognized me right away, though.
He's like, oh, yeah?
Well, because do the voice when you change your voice.
I don't even know what I did. I was like, can I take your order? Like, I don't even know. Like,
it sounds like Ilya changing his voice.
Yeah. But yeah, your voice, you can't, you're not good at like accents or like,
and my
stuff
eyes
like
give it away.
His eyes. And also everyone else working was a 15-year-old girl. Mm. And then he was just like standing there with
this,
a beard.
Like random one. Yeah. The Paris one with Heath, though, was really good.
Yeah, that one's really good. That one's really good.
Because like airport stuff is easier. Like, you know what I mean? Because like you're not really looking and...
Did you see the video of me surprised? You did?
Well, I saw that like you guys all flew together and then you like in front of the Eiffel Tower and you like did the whole thing. Yeah. That was really funny.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun facts?
Fun facts, I'm sure. Ooh,
I was really waiting for this. I was really hoping you'd have some fun facts.
This is the part where he blows our minds. Who do you have two pinned on your
Don't
texts?
Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm going to see it when I'm editing the video.
Who's pinned? Are you shitting on me?
He has two numbers, but they're not saved.
What the fuck?
I'll find out.
Please find out. Ilya's cheating on me.
So you guys are dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are in an open relationship.
Oh.
So technically, he's not cheating. I approve.
Thank you.
Wait, I feel like I saved a TikTok for this reason specifically.
You're coming in hot with the...
I might be coming in hot with facts. Let me see if I can find it.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
What was the most ridiculous thing David ever asked you to do?
Ooh.
And like, ridiculous as in like, you were like, how the fuck am I gonna get this done and accomplish it?
I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like there were definitely a lot. The first thing that comes to mind, it wasn't even like, it wasn't even crazy. I just remember being like, what the fuck is, I don't know if you guys, I think one of you were definitely there when we found an owl.
I wasn't there.
There was like an owl outside the house, but it was like hurt. And David was like, you got to take it to like some shelter. I was like, what do you mean? Where the fuck do I take this owl?
Yeah.
And I had to like find this like rescue place for these kinds of animals.
I remember that owl.
Remember the owl?
Yeah, it had a broken leg.
Yeah. And I literally like found this place like halfway to Malibu and I drove so far away.
It's so funny. I remember all of us
like crowding around it and I literally had to put it in a box in like towels, put it in my car, and then I like drove to this random fucking place and I was like, hi, like I have a broken owl. And they
you
were
called
like,
them about it, right?
Yeah, and I called them
I
about
have
it
a
before.
Broken owl.
And they were like, you have to get here in the next like 45 minutes. And it was like 45 minutes away. And so I like fucking put the owl in this box. I had it next to me in the car.
Strapped in?
Strapped in. I was so scared. I was like, what if he like suddenly flies out? I was like panicking. I didn't want to play music because I was scared it was going to like scare him or something. So I was just like silent for 45 minutes in the car with this fucking owl. And then I finally got there and I was like, hi. And I like gave them the box. And I was like, he's hurt. And they're like, thanks. It was just so random.
It's so sad because I probably put that owl down the second they got it in.
No.
You think?
Yes. Are you guys fucking high?
Why would they have her drive it all the way there?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just tell her we're going to put it down?
Because I don't think it's in their best interest to fucking leave an owl that's hurt in the street. They probably put it down, put it out of its misery.
No.
No, I feel like, especially because it was like he was fixable.
Yeah, they're going to try.
His leg, I'm not exaggerating, was literally hanging off. Like this?
Wait, I feel like I have a
photo. And it by like a string, a flesh.
And you hit it with your car? That's what happened?
Look.
What?
Oh, whoa. Yo, that looks like Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's a beautiful owl. But yeah, they definitely put it down. I mean, there's no fucking way they were going to save that owl. There's no way.
No, because you could put a popsicle stick on its leg.
And oh, then... is that it? Okay, great.
Okay, I did find my fun fact. It was off someone else's podcast, so sorry. But
all good.
We it's do ours. Yeah. You said it yesterday.
But do you know that your tongue knows what everything feels like?
How?
Like if you look around the room and you imagine licking any of these things, you know what it feels like. Like if you imagine licking this, you like if you think about it, it's pretty crazy. Even if you've never licked it.
Damn
it.
I just imagine licking it.
But you know what it would feel like.
Yeah, I do. I actually know exactly what it feels
like.
That's
what I'm saying. But like, think about like licking the computer. Like, you know what that would feel like. Your tongue knows what everything feels like or tastes. It's pretty crazy.
That's a good. That you should be fun fat guy.
Yeah, that's a good
fun
one.
Fun fat guy.
Wow,
that's a good one. I'll give that to you.
Are you gonna one up it?
No, but I will. I'll say a fact that's kind of cool because Ella's from Italy, from Rome. In 2012, Nip Food at Fiera Roma in Rome created a massive pizza pie, world's largest to date. And it had a surface of 13,580 feet.
Wait, what?
Do you understand how? Look at how fucking big this thing is.
That's like 3 miles.
Wait. It's not 3 miles, but it's still massive.
13,000 feet?
Wait, let me see.
Yeah, square.
5,000.
Squared. Squared.
Holy
so not linear, but squared.
Shit.
Bro.
That's
I'm dumb.
Crazy.
I'm dumb. Literally fucking third grade math.
That's crazy. And you know
that's
what?
That's like 3 miles, no?
Can you let Ella talk?
That's like so big. That's like the size of Rome.
Why do you give him a lisp when you talk like him?
I don't sound like
I don't know.
Bro, that's crazy. And you know what? It's definitely delicious. Like, it's definitely better than like 9 out of 10 pizzas here in America.
Okay. I got some beef.
Okay.
I got some beef.
Elia thinks the pizza here.
Shut up and let me say it. I got some beef. Here's my beef.
Let me hear the beef.
I guess it's cheesy. It's not beef.
We're done.
Is your search history?
No.
Okay.
This is my beef, okay? I've been in Italy multiple times now, in Rome specifically, and in Naples. Mm-hmm. And I've had pizza.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza there is great. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's great. I love it. I would have it multiple times. But I don't think, and this is my own personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is my own personal opinion, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think that the pizza in Italy is that much better than the pizza some places in the U.S. Why? Because what do people in the U.S. do? What do restaurants in the U.S. do? They copy, right, exactly what the Italians do. Now, do they deserve the respect for creating the magnificent pizza pie? Sure. Like, if that's even where it came from, I don't know. But let's say it did.
Mm-hmm.
then yes, 100%. Respect given. But is the pizza here that much worse? Like where you put two together and you're like, which one's from Italy? There's no fucking way you'd be able to tell that one's from Italy, right?
I hear you. I understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
And I can agree with you to a certain degree because I have had good pizza here. The difference in the pizza, even if you have, because I, there are
put
a lot
this
of,
as a TikTok.
There are a lot of good pizzas in America.
Yeah.
The difference is a good pizza in America and a good pizza in Italy is the ingredients.
I told you
the
that.
The ingredients in Italy for anything that you make is they're all much, much, much fresher, healthier. Like it's just made like the cheese in Italy, the tomatoes, everything in the US is like way more. It's like GM. It's like full of crap. It doesn't like it, were you when you were in Italy, did you ever have like just tomatoes like a caprese?
Yes.
Like, did you taste the tomato? Like a tomato in Italy tastes like a
tomato.
Yeah,
I mean, like European food is whole food. It's right. Not like American. But I'm not arguing. Okay, right. I'm not looking to argue. But my argument is
I don't like an argument. My argument is
that pizzerias here import ingredients from Italy and do the same thing.
And those are the best pizzas that you can get here.
Right.
Because like the other thing with the U.S. and this is in Italy as well. Like a Neapolitan pizza is very different than a pizza in Rome. That's very different from a pizza in the South. Like they all have different styles. And it's like here, like I'm a fan of like a dollar slice pizza, like a Joe's pizza. You know what I mean? But it's a very different type. Like I would never compare that to like a margarita that I'm having in Rome because it's a completely different style of pizza. It's like deep dish or like the thick pizza. You know what I mean?
But they have Italian style here.
But they have it. But that's what I'm saying. So if I go to like Antica Pizzeria da Michele, which is a restaurant in Hollywood that's really good.
I don't know.
Antica Pizzeria.
That's in a meeting.
What's that mean? I don't know either.
Is our Italian restaurant here in LA, which in my opinion has some of the best pizza that I've had here, and I'm pretty sure that they import it from Italy and everything, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
And if I go home and I have a pizza like that, like it will be delicious too. And yes, they might import their ingredients from Italy, but you have to understand there's always going to be a certain gap.
Okay, can we agree on one thing?
Yeah.
The U.S. has great pasta, great pizza, great fish, and great overall everything if you go to specific places. Not overall, but if you go to specific places.
Sure.
As does Europe. Europe has great places that you can go to get great food. But Europe also has bad places that you can go get bad food. Right?
Yes. But in my opinion, a bad place in Europe
is better than a bad place here.
Better than a bad place here.
I agree.
Here. Because in Italy especially, if you're going to like even one of the touristy restaurants, yeah. Like there's like a random fucking place, you will most likely have
a
better
plate of pasta. Dude, we gotta go to
Europe. I'm going in 3 weeks. Come with me.
You're not staying for the launch party?
I'm not gonna be here.
Babe. Come on.
I gotta go home. I haven't been home in like a year.
I'll go with you the week after.
Move the launch party. We'll figure that out. But yeah, I'm trying to go home. I'm going to go to this music festival in the south of Italy and then see my family and friends.
Are you seeing Stromae?
Stromae? Yeah. No, I wish. But it's like a techno/DJ festival.
Nice.
So maybe I'll be playing there.
You can learn a little bit.
I'll bamboozle them into making me play.
Bring your skills back.
Exactly. That's the plan. Definitely the plan.
What are we at?
We're good.
Sick.
Sick.
Thanks for listening, guys, to Lightweights. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You have anything else to say? I'm not going to hit you. Relax, man.
The way you raised your arm.
Scratching my ear. We have a thing. Anyways, go ahead. End it.
No, I have nothing.
Like, end it.
I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Lightweights.
Oh! Woo!
Ella, where can people find you?
Instagram and TikTok at Ella Priya.
PRIYA.
PRIYA. Actually, and also, I mean, this is a question for you guys too. I know we just ended this, but like, I'm trying to figure out what my DJ name would be.
Like yours, DJ something.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Ella Priya is like what I go by on all my socials and stuff, so it could be easy, but like.
Change it around.
Need something different.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we have Elia.
Why don't you just do Priya? I think that's really pretty.
DJ Priya?
Yeah.
I think it sounds very Indian. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm half Indian. Very Indian. But you know what I mean? And then
it's because it is Indian.
I know, but then it's like, do you expect DJ Priya to like pull up some fucking...
You need a cool name, like a marshmallow type thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Dorito.
You know what I mean?
Lay's chip.
Well, if you have any suggestions.
Comment down below.
Comment down below.
Sanctioned victim.
What?
I don't know. It's the first thing that popped up in my head.
Okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.